It's good to see y'all here in the sanctuary tonight, and a few of us that are online, hopefully. If you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing Jesus' name above all names. That living word at the end there, amen. Holy, 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 holy. Before you as a token of our love, holy, 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 gracious Father, gracious Father, we're so blessed to be your children, gracious Father, and we lift our heads before you as a token of our love, gracious Father, gracious Father, precious Jesus, precious Jesus, we're so glad that you've redeemed us, precious Jesus, and we lift our hands before you as a token of our love. Precious Jesus, precious Jesus. Sorry about that, I think I'm a little off. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come and fill our hearts anew, Holy Spirit. And we lift our voice before you as a token of our love. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus for my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for sinners such as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well might the sun in darkness hide and shut his glories in, when Christ the mighty Maker died for man the creature's sin. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Thus might I hide my blushing face while Calvary's cross appears. Dissolve my heart in thankfulness and melt mine eyes to tears. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away, 'tis all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Praise the Lord.
Hold.
Please welcome Pastor Steve.
We've got one more.
One more. Awesome. Let's do it.
Okay, we've got a birthday.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Those of you watching online with us, every now and then, we got technical difficulty.
Okay, that'll work.
Yeah, the mask is wrestling with the eyeglasses there. Those of you watching online, every now and then we do. Those of you here, every now and then, you know, we're just not perfect.
I can attest to that.
We miss a birthday and a date every now and then. The good news is I didn't miss my wife's. Amen?
Amen.
Didn't miss my wife's birthday or anniversary. But we didn't miss it. We didn't miss it. We're going to get you in here, Brother Ronnie. Ronnie Holman. Ronnie Holman's birthday is this Friday, March 27th. March 27th, Ronnie and Nancy. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. Ronnie, happy birthday to you, brother. We know you're struggling with the bladder cancer, and we continue to pray for you. But we do want to sing happy birthday to you, and you're going to have a good birthday this Friday. And Miss Nancy, make sure he gets what he wants, whatever he wants. Just make sure he gets it on Friday, 3/27, Ronnie Holman birthday. Don't know how old Ronnie is. Brother Ronnie, Nancy, if you're watching or listening in, put us a blurb on there how old you are. All right, well, let's sing Brother Ronnie happy birthday. Thank you, man.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ronnie.
Yeah, dear Ronnie. God bless you.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, amen.
Amen.
Many, many more, Brother Ronnie. All right. Very good, very good. Okay. Well, we've got some prayer needs to think about and go over here tonight. And let me just kind of go through these with you. And if you have anything else, we can add it at the end. All right. We can add it at the end. So, everybody doing good today? Huh? How about that humidity, huh? Can you believe it was so cold so many weeks ago, and now it feels like you're in a sauna. You're back in a sauna. Your air conditioning's running, or your windows are up. I don't know. But let's see. Let's go over our prayer list tonight. Here we got Marshall Murray. Marshall Murray is recovering from cataract surgery. He's had it on one eye. He's recovering. He's getting ready to have it on a second eye. Miss Pat McCormick, she had a 3.5-hour surgery on that left ankle. They did a lot of work, and she's going to be, I heard this evening, she's going to be in a wheelchair for, what, 3 months? 3 months, going to be in a wheelchair recovering. And so I want to continue to pray for Miss Pat. You know, that's going to be tough to be incapacitated in a wheelchair for that long. So pray for her, pray for Brother Paul, and just lift them up, pray that she gets through that. I want to lift up Miss Karen tonight, pray for her well-being. She's Brother Bill, her dad's a caregiver. Most of the time, she's got two other brothers, but most of the time, they're working. She's retired. Most of the time, she's the head caregiver there. So pray for her well-being. And then Brother Bill, he had that biopsy on his lung to try to discern if that was cancer or not. They still have no results back on that biopsy. And so he does have a growth on his throat, and he does have a blood clot on his vocal cords. So just pray for Brother Bill. Pray God give him the grace to withstand what he's going through and bring healing to his body. We continue to pray for Miss Alita, Ronnie Vaculik's wife, Alita Vaculik. Pray for her back. Pray for Ronnie Holman, as we mentioned, bladder cancer. We want to lift that up. Continue to pray for that. Miss Marilyn. Davlin is recovering from hip surgery and doing quite well. And as soon as she gets to a point with it, they're going to do the other hip. She's committed. She's ready to go. She's going to have two new hips. So good for her. All right, man. Let's see here. Lori's friend, Zeus. Am I getting that right, Lori? Zeus? Yeah? Zeus? Yeah. Eye issues. And he would, you know, during the COVID, you know, if you get really, really sick, you think what? You got the, yeah. So, I mean, but he was to the point where he had to go to the ER and get medical attention for that sinus infection. Sinus infections can run away like that and really mess you up. I want to continue to pray for our medical caregivers, our nurses and doctors on the front line dealing with the COVID. Pray for them. Our school teachers, first responders. I want to continue to pray for our president, his cabinet. Vaccine rollout. Let's see here. Aubrey and Zach, our future son-in-law, they got their COVID, their first COVID vaccination up in Huntsville. I want to say they got it on Monday. And then T. Reverdy Rever, my second oldest, how old is he? I think he's 19 going on 20. My wife was here. She could help. But you know how it is, guys. I mean, it's hard to keep track, right? Can you name all your kids' ages? No. All right. So anyway, Trevor drove all the way to Jacinto City, where Stephanie works. And Jacinto City has a deal where they just treat the bank nice. They're good to the bank, Stephanie's bank there in Jacinto City. And so they do this thing, friends and family of the bank. Bank employees, friends and family of the bank, go to this, it's like a surgical center there in Jacinto City, and you can get your COVID shot. So he drove. He showed up there Tuesday morning, 7 a.m., got his COVID shot, drove all the way back to Tomball, went to work. So he's got his first shot. Aubrey's got her first shot. Zach, he's got his first shot. So continue to pray for the vaccine rollout. Let's see here. Pray that we do not see a third surge, right, with this COVID business. Saw my first positive case email from the principal from Olivia's high school, Tomball High School, today. And I'm just praying that we don't start seeing these emails just start clicking and rattling off, you know, that somebody else has come down with the COVID from the spring break, all the people together. So those are the prayer needs that I have. Is there anything else? Yes, back there. Like a surgery she's going to have? Okay. Missed. You got it. She's not related to our, no, don't think so. Okay. All right, man. Never know. All right, anything else? The prayer. Yes, in the back. Oh, yes, yes. Shooting, and I'm trying, I know it's in Colorado. Help me out. Where? Was it, wasn't Colorado Springs, was it? No. Boulder. Boulder, everybody in agreement, Boulder? Yeah, good. Boulder, Colorado. I was listening to the news. I want to say it was yesterday morning. I don't know, the days are running together, but they were talking about all the mass shootings that have happened in Colorado over the years. Well, they've had some doozies out there, so Boulder, Colorado, and mass shooting. And somewhere between somewhere between law-abiding citizens keeping their handguns and their firearms and people that are mentally not well getting a firearm, something's got to change, man. Somebody with some sense has got to sit down across the table from one another in one of these committee meetings and say, okay, you keep your people quiet, you keep your right wing QAnon conspiracy people quiet, and you keep your left wing nuts over here quiet, and let's come together as two intelligent people or groups, and let's figure this out, right? So that folks that are, lack of a better word, just not all there, can't get a firearm, right? And so that folks that have sense and want to protect their homes can keep their. There's got to be a middle road somewhere. Amen. You're shaking your head like you believe me. Amen. There's got to be a middle road somewhere. We keep going back and forth. And so I want to pray for this gun control. I know it's a politically charged issue, but, well, we got to get this right. Yeah, yeah, the spa shooting, right. And that, you know, that poor kid, Southern Baptist, man. Southern Baptist kid. And just off the rails, lost his ball, Lost as a, what do we say? Lost as a ball in high weeds. Bless his heart. So, and bless those people's, those families' hearts that he took loved ones from. Awful situation. Where was that shooting at again? Atlanta? Atlanta. Somebody asked me, I think it was my son, he said, well, Daddy, are you going to, would you consider selling, you know, the government wanted to buy back your AR? And I said, boy, it had to be a big price. Had to be a big price. I'd have to get up there, truck money. You want to give me down payment for a truck? You can have that thing going. But if you think you're going to get it for a grand, you're not getting it for a grand. But anyway. All right. Gun control, Boulder, Colorado mass shooting, Atlanta mass shooting. Anything else? Anything else? All right. Well, good to see you guys here tonight. Let's pray. Go to the Lord. Let's have a concert of prayer. As you guys listen to these, as I pray these things through, you just lift these up in your own heart as you feel led to do. And we know the Holy Spirit hears us, and God the Father is hearing us. And where we can't make intercession, Jesus is certainly doing that for us tonight as we go to Him in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to You, and we praise You, Lord, for all Your goodness and Your grace. As always, we thank You for our salvation, and we praise You tonight for, Lord, just all You do for us, Your goodness, just all the many blessings that You poured out upon us. Lord, thank You that we have life today and that we have breath. And Lord, thank You that we have a church and we have a family to fellowship with and bear one another's burdens with, Lord, and put things out there that need to be lifted up and prayed for. We just praise You and thank You for that. Lord, as we come to You tonight, we lift up Marshall Murray to You. And we pray for Miss Pat. We pray for both of these folks as they recover from totally different surgeries, Lord. But Brother Marshall, he needs a touch tonight, Lord. And Miss Pat, she certainly needs healing and recovery in that left ankle. And Lord, we pray You mend them up and You bind them back together. And Lord, you just bring those bodies back. And Lord, we pray You just get Brother Marshall ready for that other eye surgery. And Lord, we're looking forward to him being able to see and focus and just having that quality of sight. And then Lord, Miss Pat, we're looking forward for her getting out of that wheelchair here in a few months and getting back on her feet and going and getting after it. We lift up Miss Karen and Bill to You tonight, Lord. We pray for Miss Karen. We pray for her strength, and we just pray for her emotional well-being with all the things she has on her, caring for her dad, and just taking care of her household and his household and all the challenges that go with that, Lord. And we just pray that You give her exactly what she needs to be that daughter that ministers to her dad, Lord. We just pray You help her and You undergird her. And then, Lord, for Brother Bill, we pray Your hand upon him. And, Lord, certainly give him the grace and the strength to withstand what he's going through. He's gone through a lot these many years. And, Lord, if it be Thy will that you put Your healing hand upon him, Lord, we pray you heal him and You heal those lungs and You heal that throat. And, Lord, You remove that blood clot. And Lord, you just touch his body. Lord, we lift up Miss Alita to You tonight. We pray for that back. We pray healing for that, Lord. And we're thankful for her sacrifice. It's a great sacrifice just to come here and sit in the pew sometimes with all the pain that's going on in that back of hers. And Lord, we pray that You would heal that thing up. And Lord, she wouldn't have to have a big surgery, but God, it would just come back together the way it needs to be. Lord, we lift up Brother Ronnie Holman and pray for Nancy as she cares for him. But Lord, we pray for this bladder cancer. And Lord, we're praying for remission. We're praying that it be removed. Lord, we're praying that it would just, Lord, by Your Spirit, You would just take it from him and bring healing to his body. We lift up Miss Marilyn to You tonight, Lord, and we're thankful for a successful hip surgery. And Lord, we pray that the second one, that other hip, we pray it would be just as successful and just as pain-relieving as the first hip surgery has been, Lord. We're thankful for her and John, and thankful for their spirit, Lord, and their desire to want to come back. And Lord, as they're vaccinated and they heal up from all this surgery stuff, Lord, we look forward to seeing them again. Lord, we lift up Lori's friend to You, Zeus, and we pray for his eyes. And Lord, we pray You just bring healing to that, to both of his eyes, Lord, and to his sinuses, and how all this stuff is connected, Lord, with the pollen and everything going on. He's struggled big time with his eyes here in the past. And, Lord, we just pray that you help him in that area and bring relief to him in that area. Lord, we lift up our medical caregivers. Miss Terry's with us here tonight. And, Lord, all of our different nurses and Madeline here with us tonight, Lord, we just lift them up and pray you protect them and give them what they need. We pray for our educators, Lord, those that are on the front line at these different schools. And, Lord, we pray you keep them safe and healthy and watch over them. Pray a hedge of protection around them. Lord, our first responders, Lord, we pray for their safety. We lift up our president tonight, Lord, and his cabinet. We're praying for, Lord, that the gospel would be, would continue to go forth and be preached, and the church would continue to go forth in this land and in this world, even with this president and cabinet, Lord. Whatever president and cabinet we got, we just pray that your gospel would go forth in the midst of it. But Lord, we pray for Christ-centered and bibliocentered decisions that come out of this presidency and out of this cabinet, out of this cabinet. And Lord, we pray that just as you used the last administration, Lord, you would use this one to further your agenda. And Lord, your sovereign hand would just be over it all. Lord, we continue to pray for the vaccine rollout. We're thankful that people are getting vaccinated. We just pray that more and more would. And Lord, as the numbers of vaccines go up, arms get vaccinated, bodies get inoculated, Lord, we're just looking forward to the day where this mask stuff and social distancing is just a kind of a blur, a memory. We'll look forward to that being a memory, Lord. We pray for those that have lost loved ones because of COVID-19 and those that have not recovered yet because of COVID-19. We pray you strengthen them, comfort them, and help them during this time. Lord, we pray that we not see a third surge after spring break here. That, Lord, as we've seen evidence on TV and in the news of what's been going on in Florida, we pray here that in Texas and in other parts of the country, we've been more sensible, we've been smarter about it. And Lord, we just pray that there not be a huge increase in COVID cases. Lord, we lift up Becky Tate to you tonight. We pray for her wrist and this long recovery that she's got, Lord, and impending surgery. Lord, we pray you be with her. And I just pray that Jeremiah would encourage her and let her know that his church is praying for her and praying for her healing. And then, Lord, we lift up these two areas, Boulder, Colorado, and Atlanta, with these two different mass shootings. Pray for these families that have lost loved ones. And, Lord, we pray for the salvation of these shooters. We pray as they are incarcerated and Lord, sentenced and certainly convicted. We pray that there would be a time in their lives where they see the error of their ways, confess their sin, and receive you as their personal Savior and Lord. Help these families that have been so wronged. Help these families that have had something precious taken from them. Lord, I pray that you would help these folks go through that process of grief, and that one day, Lord, maybe not today, tomorrow, the next day, but one day they would find it in their heart to forgive these shooters and not allow the hate and the bitterness and the hurt to keep them in bondage. But Lord, certainly they'll not ever get over the loss of these lives, but Lord, with you, they can go on living with the loss of these lives. Lord, we pray you comfort and strengthen and pour your grace out upon that situation. And Lord, when it comes to gun control in this country, probably one of the top five hottest political topics for the next 4 years, Lord, we pray for sense, common sense. We pray for, Lord, some kind of quiet in the middle, where people can make rational, good decisions. That will be a compromise, some kind of compromise when it comes to vetting and background checks and all of those things. We do pray, Lord, that our Second Amendment to bear and possess and own firearms will be protected. But Lord, in the same breath, we also pray that folks that have no business owning a firearm, we pray that there would be checks and balances in place where they'd not be able to get one for the safety of all of us. Lord, they'd just not be able to get one. Thank you tonight, Lord, for your word. Thank you that we can be in it tonight and study it. And Lord, we just seek to go through it and find the nuggets of truth and find the blessings, the treasures here, Lord, to become more like Christ as we go through it. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said, amen. All right. If you have your Bibles, take them in turn to Exodus. Now, we're going to do a little jump here. We finished chapter 34. And we are going to jump past 35. Wow, we're going to jump past 36. We're going to jump past 37. We're going to jump past 38. And friend, we're going to end up in chapter 39, verse 32. 39, 32, if you're listening to us. 39, 32 online. We got anybody online, Brother Jeremiah? 12 at the most. I got a text message from a church member and said, you got to add me after the fact because I'll watch it after it's all over. Okay, all right. Well, we're going to add you. That's great. Amen. I want to say to Becky Wood. Becky Wood, when you watch this later tonight, we hear you, girl. Good to have you online with us, even though it's after the fact. Exodus 39, 32. Have you found it? All right. The Word of God reads here, Exodus 39, 32. It says, thus all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was completed, and the sons of Israel, notice what it says, the sons of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so they did. Now, if you'll jump from 39, 32, let's go to 39, 43, shall we? And Moses examined, 39, 43, and Moses examined all the work, and behold, they had done it, just as the Lord had commanded. This they had done. So Moses, what does it say there? Moses what? Blessed them? Is that what you have in your translation? Blessed them? All right. So Moses blessed them. Now we're going to jump on to chapter 40. Chapter 40. Preacher, you going to finish the book tonight? No, we're not going to finish the book tonight. We still got a few more Bible studies, but we're in the home stretch, so to speak. Exodus chapter 40, beginning in verses 34 and 35, the Word of God reads this. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And notice what it says in verse 35. Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. All right, so those are the verses we're looking at tonight, we're thinking about. We're going to read some more, but that kind of starts us off here as we start the home stretch of the last few Bible studies of the book of Exodus, right? And as we do that, we turn our attention, as we just read those two verses in Exodus chapter 40, we turn our attention to the cloud, right? Now, the cloud was a striking phenomenon. I love it, the cloud. Don't miss the cloud, right? There has never been anything else like the cloud in history. And there won't be anything, well, I mean, there may be something as we get into the second coming, but there hasn't been anything else like it since in history, since this time. And this cloud was not only striking, but also is mentioned many times in the Bible. Now, you think about it. How many times, preacher? How many times was the cloud mentioned? How about 58 times? The cloud was mentioned 58 times. Scattered across 10 different books, 58 times, 10 different books of the Bible. This cloud appears more often than place names like Bethlehem. It appears more often than place names like Nazareth. Those are two important places. It appears more often than names like Herod or Joseph or even Mary or Cain, Abel, or even Satan. It occurs more times than that name. In the Word of God, 58 times in 10 books. So, what is the history of the pillar of cloud? What is the history of it? Let's think about that tonight. This great pillar appeared for the first time when the people did what? When they left Egypt, right? Remember what was going on? As a cloud, it went before them in the daytime to direct them in the way that they should go. And it turned into a pillar of fire by night. Now, we learn that in Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 through 22, Exodus 13, 21 and 22. In the very next chapter, Exodus chapter 14, when the people were being pursued by the Egyptians and it looked like it was all over, they seemed to be trapped between the Red Sea and the pursuing armies of Pharaoh, the cloud went behind them and did what? It protected them from attack by the Egyptians. Now, we are told that it was light toward the camp of the Israelites, and it was darkness toward the Egyptians, per Exodus chapter 14, verses 19 and 20. Exodus 14, 19 and 20. After that, the cloud appears many more times. That's not its only appearance. We can track it throughout the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, the books of Moses, the books of the law. It appears also at the dedication of Solomon's temple, according to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 10. It descended on the temple as God's way of indicating his blessing on the work and his intention to dwell among his people. The cloud even appeared in the New Testament on the Mount of Transfiguration when Jesus was changed before his apostles, before his disciples. Matthew 17:5 reads, "While he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.'" Now, God the Father spoke from the cloud to declare what? To declare the identity and the authority of his Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, right? Some have argued that the cloud may have been present even at the ascension of Christ. Acts chapter 1, verse 9 reads, "And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight." So the most intense point, the huge crescendo, I mean the most intense point of the book of Exodus occurs when the cloud, per Exodus chapter 40, verse 34, we just read it, covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord did what? The glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Now, the glory of the Lord was so intense and so overwhelming that Moses himself was not able to do what? He wasn't able to go in. He wasn't able to enter the tent of meeting, per Exodus chapter 40, verse 35. Now, we've been studying the remarkable story of Moses, the deliverance from the armies of Pharaoh. We've been studying the plagues on Egypt, the giving of the law. Yet at the very end of the book of Exodus, the crescendo of all God that he's revealed in this book is the descent of the cloud on the finished, on the completed, on the coming together of the tabernacle. Now, I told you at the very get-go we were doing what? We were skipping some chapters, right? We were skipping on down the road. Now, hey, you feel free to go back and pick it up in chapter 35 and you read it all the way to where we started tonight. That's fine. That's good. But why did we skip so many of those chapters? Why skip them? Well, why not cover them? Well, virtually the same material is given to us three times in the final section of Exodus. We first saw in Exodus chapter 25 through chapter 31 that God tells the people what to do. All right? He gives them these basic instructions. This is what you're going to do. Da-da-da-da-da-da. The next presentation of this material is found in Exodus chapter 35. Exodus chapter 35 all the way through 39, 31. That's why we picked it up 39, 32. Exodus 35 through Exodus 39, 31, chapters 35, verse 1, all the way through 39, 31, we are told in almost the same words that this is what they did. This is what you are to do, and this is what they did, right? This brings us to the middle of Exodus 39. Here the same material is summarized again, kind of in a sort of summarized way, right? So we are told that the people did everything just as God did what? Just as God had commanded that it be done. Exodus 39, 42, Exodus 39, 43, we read that. And we're given a description of all the things that they had made. That's the beauty. If you want to go back and read it, you can get the description of everything that they made with their hands. Now, there were plenty of times in their history, plenty of times in the Israelites' history, when the people did not do what the Lord commanded them. Plenty of times. Plenty of times. We saw one example in the making of the what? Making of the golden calf, right? Moses is up on Mount Sinai. He's receiving the Ten Commandments. Well, what do the people do? The people are down there in the valley, and they're disobeying. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. We saw one example in the making of the golden calf, and we will see, as we study the Word of God, the Old Testament, we will see many examples as we go through God's Word where God's people don't do what God said to do, right? But as far as building the tabernacle, as far as building the tabernacle was concerned, they did just as God had commanded, and as a result, He blessed them through Moses per Exodus 39, verse 43. Look at 39, 43 with me, right? We read, did we read 39, 42? We did, didn't we? No, we read 39, 43. We'll read it again. And Moses examined all the work, and behold, they had done it just as the Lord had what? Commanded. This they had done. So Moses blessed them, right? Moses blessed them. Now, takeaway, application, what can we say? Boy, man, what do we say here? Blessing always follows obedience. Blessing always follows obedience. Now, that's a wonderful thing for us. Blessing always follows obedience, right? If and when, there's an if here. We've got free will. If and when we operate, if and when we carry on in such a fashion that, my goodness, that statements like we just read that we find here about the Israelites, statements here about the Israelites concerning obedience, what a blessing it is when we live and operate and carry on in such a fashion that these same statements said about the Hebrews and the Israelites could be said about us. Could be said about us. How awesome when this statement can be written over the lives of Christian people today. In other words, he or she or you, whoever it may be, did according to all that the Lord had commanded. Just like Exodus 39, 32. Just like Exodus 39, 42. And thus, because of obedience, received the Lord's blessing. The bottom line is that in chapter 39, the people completed the work. They had a task to do. They were given the task. They did the task. They did it to a T. They crossed all the T's. They dotted all the I's. They did it. They finished it. They were obedient in it. And God blessed them through Moses. Now, the first half of Exodus chapter 40 contains the words of the Lord to Moses, telling him to set up the tabernacle and exactly how to do it. So let's just look at these first 15 verses. I'll try to read it just as quick, as blistering as I can go, right, without getting too dry up here. 40 verse 1, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. You shall place the ark of the testimony there, and you shall screen the ark with the veil. You shall bring in the table and arrange what belongs on it, and you shall bring in the lampstand and, and mount its lamps. Moreover, you shall set the gold altar of incense before the ark of the testimony and set up the veil for the doorway to the tabernacle. You shall set the altar of burnt offering in front of the doorway of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. You shall set the laver between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water in it. You shall set up the court all around and hang up the veil for the gateway of the court. Then you shall take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is in it and shall consecrate it and all its furnishings, and it shall be... Does your translation say holy? Yeah. It shall be holy. You shall anoint the altar of burnt offering and all its utensils and consecrate the altar, and the altar shall be most holy. That's right. You shall anoint the laver in its stand and consecrate it. Then you shall bring Aaron and his sons to the doorway of the tent of meeting and wash them with water. You shall put the holy garments on Aaron and anoint him and consecrate him, and he may minister as a priest to me. You shall bring his sons and put tunics on them, and you shall anoint them even as you have anointed their father, that they may minister as priests to me, and their anointing will qualify them for a perpetual priesthood throughout their generations. Then beginning in verse 16, chapter 40, we are told that Moses did exactly as God said. We see this great theme phrase verse going on here. It appears again here in verse 16. What does it say? Thus Moses did according to all that the Lord had commanded him. So he did, right? And then it goes on and we see again in verse 19. He spread the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent on top of it, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then we see it again in verse 21. Just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then we see it again in verse 23. He set the arrangement of bread in order on it before the Lord, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then we see it again in verse 25. He lighted the lamps before the Lord, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then we see it again in verse 27. And he burned fragrant incense on it, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then we see it again in verse 29. Just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then we see it again in verse 32. Just as the Lord had commanded Moses. All these things were done exactly as the Lord had commanded. As he had commanded. So, what have we declared, or what do we have declared to us? We have declared to us thrice, three times in two chapters, that the people made the tabernacle. God told Moses to set it up. And Moses did what? He set it up. And at the very end, the cloud does what? The cloud descends. The very high point of the book of Exodus. The cloud descends on the tent of meeting, which was placed at the heart of the tabernacle and included the holy place and the most holy place. Chapter 40, verses 34 through 35. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. So, God did what? God showed up. God showed up, and what's the point? He was pleased with their work. He was pleased with their work. He was content to dwell with his people. Think about that for a moment. He was content to dwell with his people, God. Think about that. When we come together, so many things pulling at us sometimes when we come together, right? Come together. Maybe we had an argument with a spouse on the way here. Maybe we were dispensing discipline to a child on, you know, before we got here. Maybe we were dealing with an expense, trying to figure out something with insurance, trying to figure, you know what I'm talking about? You need to come to church. You need to fellowship. You need to worship. And you got all these things pulling at you in all these different directions, right? But man, if we can just what? If we can just center ourselves and think about what we are to do to bring praise, glory, and honor to His name, right? And the Holy Spirit shows up when the church comes together, right? The building's not the church. The people are the church, right? The people are the church. This is the sanctuary, but the people are the church. Well, I mean, think about it. You've been in services. You've been in services where you could cut the Holy Spirit with a knife. It was so thick. It wasn't because of any one person. It was just because everybody came in with the right what? Frame of mind. Yeah. To worship. And he what? The Holy Spirit is content to dwell among His people. Right? Praise God. Those services don't happen every Sunday. You can't schedule those things. But my soul, when we get it right, when we've done the work, right? Not the work to earn our salvation, but when we've been in the Word and we've had times of prayer and we've had hearts of forgiveness and we've given up our roots of bitterness and we've cleaned out the burrs underneath our saddles and we look at one another with love and we think about lost people and we think about how much they need Christ and we're burdened for people to know God and we come together and the message hits. And they don't hit every Sunday. I get it. I've been doing this a long time, but sometimes they do hit. It's like lightning strikes. And He is content to dwell among His people. Right? And we get to experience that. Man, I've been in some services over the years, some in this church and some in other churches. And, you know, nobody has a monopoly on the Holy Spirit, but it is, you can think back over your life and say, I remember that church, that service, or that meeting, or that revival, or that youth camp, or whatever, right? But you just remember that God was content to dwell among His people. That's good stuff, amen? That's good stuff. Let's close with a word of prayer. We'll continue on in the book of Exodus. We have, I'm thinking we're going to finish this guy up in about another two or three Bible studies, and then I have promised you we would get back into the book of Revelation, do some review on that, and then try to finish that book up. And then once we finish Revelation up, we will come back and get right back into Leviticus. So Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. You see a theme going on here, right? We're trying to work our way through the first five books of the Old Testament. If you have Genesis down, and you know the book of Revelation, you've got the book of beginnings, and you've got you got the introduction, and you got the ending, it makes hanging the fruit so much easier through the rest of the Word of God. It really does. And so that's what we're seeking to do. So we'll finish this book, Exodus, two or three more Bible studies. We'll get into Revelation. It's been so long since I've been in the book of Revelation, it's probably going to take me a week or two just trying to catch back up so I can review you. But when we do, it'll be good. And I mean, it's all about really, and I don't want to just belabor this, but Revelation, it's about the second coming of Christ, right? His second advent, right? And so Jesus is coming back. He said He was coming the first time. It was prophesied that He would, and He did. And then He said He's coming back the second time, and He is, right? And, you know, we still have the rapture of the church to do, and there's a lot of debate on how that's going to happen. Is the church going to be taken before the tribulation? Is the church going to be taken in the middle of the tribulation, that seven-year time period? Is the church going to be raptured at the end of the tribulation? We're kind of falling in the pre-trib camp. You certainly can make an argument for a mid-trib approach, but I think you're stretching it if you try to do a post-trib rapture. But anyway, we believe in a literal, right? Or I preach it this way, a literal 1,000-year millennial reign, right? And if you don't remember, me and you aren't going to be there. We're going to be in glory, right? The people that got saved during the what? During the tribulation and didn't die, they're going to populate the earth during the 1,000-year millennial reign. Now, will we get passes? Will we be observers? I don't know. But I've lived my life, right? At that point, I'm gone either way. I'm raptured, baby. Whether it's pre, mid, or post, my ticket has been punched, right? The umpire says, oh, you're out of there. I'm out of there, man. I'm gone, right? So, Pastor, does that bother you? You don't believe you're going to be a part of the 1,000-year millennium? That doesn't bother me at all. I'm going to be in the throne room, right? And we read about that in Revelation, the throne room of God, right? Big time, fun time, right? Blessed time, marriage supper of the Lamb. You have your 1,000-year millennial reign. I'll be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Thank you very much. All right. I want to see all the little aborted babies, right, and the glorified bodies. I want to see all the handicapped folk not handicapped anymore. I want to see blind people with glorified eyes see. I want to see deaf people or experienced deaf people with glorified ears hear, right? Oh, man, it's going to be something, right? Everybody's going to be their best, a glorified, sinless body. All right, that's enough of that commercial. You ready to pray? Let's pray it out. It's a great commercial. Amen. Here we go. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. Lord, we thank you again for your word. We thank you that we could study in it tonight. And, Lord, we seek to be obedient each and every day. And Lord, we don't want to obey because of a motivation of pride or a motivation of competition, but we seek to obey out of a heart of love, a love for you, and Lord, a gratitude to you because you have met us in our hour of need and removed the penalty of our sin and saved us for all eternity, and given us a beautiful relationship that lasts for eternity. So God, we praise you, we thank you for that. Thank you for your word tonight, and Lord, we seek to be students of it. We want to be prayer warriors, and Lord, we just want to be obedient. Help us be lovers of those out there that are unlovable to the rest of the world. We're not the rest of the world, we're the church. And we want to love these folks. We want to love them to Jesus. We want to love them to the point where we can talk to them. We want to love them to the point where we can sow another seed of gospel into their lives and into their heart. Lord, we pray for those that you have given to us to witness to. We pray for them. We pray for their salvation. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to keep them on our mind so that we might lift them up in prayer, and so that we might speak to them with kindness, and Lord, give them those nuggets of truth out of the Word of God, so that they might think, they might have an opportunity, Lord, to receive, they might have an opportunity to exercise their free will and receive you as personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for all you do for us. Give us safety as we depart this place tonight. It's in your name we pray, and everybody said, amen. All right, you folks are dismissed. Did we ever get anything from Ronnie? Okay. Well, maybe somebody will call him up and have him watch it, and we'll get an age out of that guy before it's too long.